Hey, everybody. It's Wednesday, and we are Angel Answers, part of the Sacred Embers group, and that group is on Facebook. It's February 15th, 2023, and I welcome you. My name is Jan Drake Bakke. I'll be one of your hosts tonight, along with the other amazing, beautiful, talented hosts, who are Liz Sister, Mary Hernandez, and Peg Jones. DC Love, Catherine Peoples, and Adriana Roman are not here tonight, but they'll be back on the next weeks. So what I'll do is just I will share the bios of the ladies who are not here, and then I'll share mine. And then I just want to give the names and the show titles of our other shows going on, too. And then we'll go around the circle, and the other ladies will go ahead and share their bios. Hi, ladies. Hi, angels. How
Hi.
Are you? Welcome.
Happy Wednesday.
Good to be
here. Yes,
it's great
it is.
To
oh,
be
good.
Here.
Hi, Peg. Yes,
hello.
It is.
Hi, Peg.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Hi.
So I am going to go ahead and just share those bios of the three that are not here, and we'll start off with DC Love, who is an angel intuitive conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, and her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and her guide, Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. Catherine Peoples is a medium, spiritual shamanic life coach, and a Reiki practitioner. She also has a show on Monday. And Monday nights, and it's called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. So you don't want to miss that. That's at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. All right? And then Adriana Roman is the – is that how you say her name, Roman or Roman?
Roman.
Mary.
Like Roman,
Roman
numeral.
Okay, I thought it was Roman, but I don't know why I said Ramon. Adriana Roman is the creator of My Lotus Bloom. She is a Reiki master teacher, a fourth-generation intuitive, and she creates spiritual oils and baths and also creates Reiki healing energy bracelets. You can book her at mylotusbloom.com. And you can also see all of us on the Sacred Embers website. And that's at www.sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. So we are all in there on the website at the Sacred Embers group on Facebook with all our bios and information. And you can contact one of us, for a reading. And so anyway, I'm sort of not doing readings at the moment, but I am going to be starting up very, very soon. So I'm excited about that. Okay, and I just wanted to share about the other ladies who are doing shows in our group. And I just shared about Catherine Peoples. The other one is Lynn Bleasdale Head's The Enter the Light Show, which is on Sunday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern. And with her, the show hosts are Jessica Marie Tatro, Tony Jorgensen, Marianne Adams, and Elizabeth Dionofrio. And the other show that's coming out again on February 16th, tomorrow, and the 28th is called The Lighthouse. That's with Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha. I wanted to just say a little bit about me, and then I will switch it off and let the ladies take over from here. I'm Jan Drake Bakke, and I am a psychic medium who does animal totem readings, and I do predictions. I just did start my predictions, and I will be posting them very, very soon. It's just the beginning. I've done like four meditations now of information. I usually do between 6 and 8 meditations at least for the whole year. So I've gotten started. Yay, finally. And so I will post them and then, and so anyway, yep. And so I also do a lot of poetry. I write poetry and I have it all over the place. And so that's a big thing that I'm trying to do. I'm trying to collaborate with musicians. on working with songs. And so anyway, that's all about me. Okay, I'm going to hand it right over to Liz's sister.
I think Peg's going to go next, Jan.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Sorry, Peg.
Okay. Hi, everyone. This is Peg, and I'm an angelic life coach, and I'm an angel card reader. I was certified through my coaching program to be an angel card reader, I guess. And I'm the author of the book Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year. And it's a daily message for each day of the year. And there's also a journal exercise. And the book just speaks about different things that angels love to talk about, like healing and love and forgiveness, joy and peace. Even has things about music and just all kinds of things. And I'm also an energy healer with several different modalities, Reiki, IET. IET, I have level one, and that's an angelic energy healing. And also the ETR, which is the energy transfer reset. And I'm also right now doing an internship for sound healing with tuning forks. I'm also a channeler of the angels and the ascended masters. And let's see, I have also in the past taught classes for angelic connection, and it's a 10-week class where we work with this different angel each week in understanding who they are and how we can connect with them. And I also have taught inspirational writing, which is like an automatic writing. I love helping, seeing others, seeing the possibilities that they have in their lives, and to know that they can go beyond what they think they can do. And I help this in my coaching through messages of the angels and what you would like to see for yourself. So my website is pegsangelicalwhispers.com, and I'm also on Facebook, and my name is Peg Jones on there. So thank you for letting me share.
Beautiful.
That is beautiful.
Thank you, Peg.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an angel intuitive, a Reiki master, ordained minister, a numerologist. Oh my gosh, I keep going and going. Tarot and oracle card reader. I'm also Mother Mary. I created a Mother Mary candle infused with love, blessings, and healing. And I've also created a Reiki-infused healing candles for each of the chakras. And so they're really beautiful. To book a reading with me or to order any of my candles, which are on my website or basket, you can go to www.theangelwithin.com or email me at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And my company is called The, which is spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com. And I just want to say a couple of things about the ladies here on tonight's show is the tuning forks. I've done tuning forks with Peg, and she did a beautiful healing for me. So I could definitely, like, totally recommend that. And then Jan with her predictions is so amazing too. I'm so looking forward to your predictions. And then Liz with her crystal singing bowls every Tuesday. I mean, and the list goes on. Like DC is amazing with, you know, all her readings, especially the Mother Mary eye reading, I mean, which I highly recommend. I've done that one. And Catherine Peoples with her, you know, her new show. So we're all like, we're all have this beautiful connection, and it's such an amazing show. And then my daughter, I can't forget, right? Adriana, she has her own business as well.
Poor Adriana.
You know, and she's also, I know, I almost forgot. I'm like rolling down the list. I'm like, make sure you don't forget someone. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how could I forget my daughter? You know, she's also a Reiki master and wants to start teaching Reiki, you know, attuning people and teaching Reiki as well, which is, you know, fingers crossed coming soon. But yeah, and anyone could check out her website. You know, mylotusbloom.com, and she has a sale going on her t-shirts and hoodies for like 30% off, I think, if, you know, she still has supplies. So I just wanted to share that, and I'll leave it, I'll send it off to Liz to introduce herself.
Thank you. I wanted to comment on all the ladies, but I thought I'd wait till the end. excuse me. I'm Liz Pfister. I'm an intuitive empath and a spiritual guiding light. And like Mary, the list goes on and on. So I usually refer to myself as a spiritual guru because I know a little bit about a lot of different things, spiritual and metaphysical. But I teach meditation. I do spiritual counseling. I have classes on spirituality and metaphysical things that I teach. This weekend I just paired up with a friend that teaches yoga, and we did a chakra workshop that was really well attended. And the next morning I received a message for someone asking if we would come teach it at their wellness center too. And I own a holistic center in upstate New York called River Maven. And like Mary said, every Tuesday night I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation at 7 o'clock from there. You can find us at River Maven 77 on Facebook. And I did bring a bowl to this evening. I brought my brass bowl with me. But I did want to say to Jan, you know, excited to see your predictions going up. And I don't think you're behind at all, because I think we had to wait for some things to move through before we started really stepping into this new year. So I think you're right on
time. Okay. Oh, thank you.
So, yes. And your poetry, we love it. I absolutely just love to hear everything you share each week.
Thank you so much.
Recently acquired your book and started using it.
Great.
I love it. I love the middle of last year, I had come into my possession two books that were similar to yours, where there was a passage each day, and I had been reading them and following them, and I'm like, this is kind of neat. And
very
you
cool.
had shared your book, and I said, I'm going to get that and check it out. So I don't journal every day, but, you know, it always gives me a pause to reflect and to say, okay, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. That's
you know?
Great.
So I really enjoyed it, and I wanted to let you know that. I love the messages.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And Mary, I have your Mother Mary healing candle burning right now. I've used it a couple times this week since I got it, and it's definitely helped me on my healing journey from being ill a couple weeks ago when I was so sick. Just a little cold.
Yeah.
It seems silly to me.
I'm so glad that you are getting better. Thank you.
Yes, I did my healing mantras. I refuse to say that I am sick. I wouldn't say that. I'd say I'm not feeling the best, but I'm getting better all the time. I'm getting better
right.
all the time.
Yes,
that's correct.
That's
so, yeah.
Right? Like everything we say is energy becomes energy. So I keep telling everyone, like all my friends, I'm like, just stay positive, just say good things, you know, like. everything is coming to me. You know, I'm a divine being. I'm ready to welcome new friendships. And I just keep telling them, like, whoever is looking for something, just say the I am word. You know, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
So.
It is. Yes.
It is. It's amazing. It's, I always talk about the power of a word because it was something I learned from my coach, Michelle. And this week in her podcast, she's been talking about the power of a word again. And it's, you know, it's so incredibly powerful. If you've never looked up Dr. Emoto and the rice experiment or tried the rice experiment, it's unbelievable. Even as an adult, you're like, and even when you know what the outcome's going to be, you're still like, how does it do that? So it's very cool. Have I shared that with you guys before, the rice experiment from Dr. Emoto?
Yeah.
No.
So,
oh, really? Okay. Sorry.
Well,
you can say
I'll
it
tell
again.
About it. So you cook yourself one serving of rice, Jan, any kind of plain white rice, cook yourself one serving and split it in half and put it in two containers. And one container you label good and one container you label bad. And for a week, you walk by the containers of rice and you say good things to the one that says good and you say bad things to the one that says bad and watch the rice and see what happens. I used this, I had a kid's meditation class that I taught, and this was one of the things I would send them home to try to do. And they were amazed at how the rice that you talk bad to will start to turn brown and icky and get all moldy. Oh. And, like, very fast. And the other one that's labeled good stays white and fluffy and doesn't change. It's pretty profound.
Wow. Yeah.
They've shown this a lot of times. They'll put two plants in a hallway of a school. I've seen this video on Facebook. And they have one labeled good and one labeled bad, and the kids walk by them and talk to them, and they show, like, a time-lapse video of the plants. The one dies. You know, keeps dying, the other one's getting bigger, and it's amazing, and it's such a huge lesson to see and witness, because you're like, oh. And it's
really,
you know, Dr. Emoto did extensive research on the power of a word on water droplets, and he would say, you know, different words to a water droplet, and then they would put it on a drop it on a slide to a microscope and look at the crystallization pattern. And it's amazing how, like, ugly words will make it look brown and all fractured, and then, you know, loving words make it look like these beautiful ornate snowflakes. It's unbelievable. He's done it with music, the effects of different music on water. There's a whole page. You can get an update every day with a picture of a water droplet and what it looks like for different words.
That's really
so cool.
Neat.
Yeah. And, you know, think about the planet itself, right, is what, 80% water? So all that good, you know, when we talk about words, it's not just the words that we talk to ourselves. It's the words that we put out in the planet, the thoughts we put out there. It affects all that. And then our body, right, is 75% water. So every time you're, you know, reading or looking at negative words, ingesting them in some way, it's affecting your body too. So, you know, we would do things like write "I love you" on our water bottle so that when it was infused with the love when we drank it.
Oh, that's so neat.
I totally agree, yeah. Liz, and also the things that we watch, right? That's another thing that we have to watch, you know, the TV that we watch that's all instilled in fear, like this news, right? Staying away from that. It's up to everyone. What it's doing is leaving you in fear, and that's what they want us to live in fear, right? And so I don't watch regular TV. And another thing is the music that you listen to. You know, like that has a lot of influence on how you're feeling as well. So, I mean, it's really everything. You know, so you got to be mindful. Yep.
it is, it's incredible the effect that it has. It's that's what I tell people. I'm like, listen to what you're, you know, watch what you're listening to, watch what you're reading and taking in. You know, during COVID, I'm sure that was huge for me. I was like, tune out. My big message was tune out, turn off the news, because you're just hearing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're hearing it through the filter of whoever is giving it to you. And if they're in fear, you're getting it through their filter of fear. So you're picking up this extra energy that you don't need. And we know what's going on, right? We know the facts. We don't have to watch it, you know, all day long again and again and again. We get it. So that was my, you know, during COVID, I was like, nope, we're not watching TV. Shut it right off.
Yeah.
So,
that's
well,
so
I
true. I so agree with this. Yeah, I agree with all this stuff. It really does. And that happens with relating with people, too. If they're giving you negative energy a lot, it affects us so much. It goes into our body, our spirit. It really affects us, you know. I so agree with you. Unfortunately, I'm a news junkie. I watch the news a lot, and I need to tone it down. I really do.
Well, I mean, and I don't say, because people used to say, oh, you're just burying your head in the sand. And I say, no, I'm not. I didn't not watch the news. I watched the news, and I got the information I needed. I didn't sit there and let it continuously repeat the same things to me again and again and again.
Right.
I would tune in,
exactly.
Get the information I needed, and I would step away. I just didn't have to live in it and be inundated. Yeah.
Because
it's not good for us. Like,
no.
You know, the pandemic was what it was, and none of us had any control over it. So for a lot of people, the time they spent in that fear-based panic and maybe held up in their home and, like, life on pause, not doing anything, when they could have said, you know what, all right, I'm not to go around other people. I'm not to do things. I can go outside and do my own thing. I can be by myself. Right? They could have gone and lived and done all these things instead of being in fear. And their energy level would have raised. Right? Their vibration would have went up. They would have felt better. They would have been okay. And they weren't burying their head in the sand, but they weren't staying stuck in that, what so many people got stuck in, you know. And some people still are stuck, you know. it's hard. It's difficult to get people out
get
of that
out
place
of it,
as we're seeing now. You know, we see it a lot. There's how many people haven't returned to work and are still afraid and are in fear. It's, you know, it's hard. It's heartbreaking. it didn't have to be that way.
or a documentary, or I'll listen to a video that appeals to me that I know isn't going to be negative, and you know, that's all I need, you know. So, because there really isn't anything on TV.
No.
There really isn't.
No. I'm not a fan of any of the reality TV at all.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
neither
no.
do
no.
I. I've been watching The Chosen. So DC told me about The Chosen, and now, like, I'm so hooked. Seriously, like, every night.
Mary, I've been watching The Chosen, too, every single night, every night now for the last, and I can't stop watching it, but I've already gone through season 3, and they don't have season 4 up yet. And
wow.
Okay, no.
So
I'm going to have to watch
episode 6. So I'm still in the beginning,
well,
and I'm just like,
well,
it's when Jesus was, you know, healing people.
Yeah.
In the village, and
yes.
I'm just like, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. It just, you know what
it reminds
me of? Us, right? Like, I mean, not us, but, you know, like,
yes.
light workers, you know, and helping others and healing. It just, like, I just love the show. I'm so glad DC told me about it. And I know, Jan, you told me about it. And I think Catherine also did tell me about it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to start, like, watching anything because I know how addicting it could get. And literally, like, every time I'm done with my meditation, I just, like, jump on Prime and just start watching, you know, The Chosen.
Yeah.
Because it's amazing. I love it.
I'm like sad.
I'm
going
to have to check it out now.
Keep watching.
Yes,
oh,
you do. You're going to love it.
It's amazing.
Yeah, I have the app, but I haven't really watched it that much. But I want to.
Yeah.
No, but
I
want to.
Yeah,
I think it's well worth it. It's worth it. It's so interesting.
I mean, I'm only episode 6, and it's still worth it. Like, I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's just going to get better and better. I'm just like,
oh
my God.
It gets better.
Yes, I know.
How can
it
even
like,
get
like,
better?
It's amazing.
All right. I guess I know what I'm binge watching this weekend so I can be ready for next week.
Yes. Yes. Because once you get to episode 1, that's it. It just continues. It's just like you want to continue because you want to see more. It's like I said last night to myself, okay, it is 12 o'clock, you have gym in the morning, you need to go to sleep. And I actually turned it off. It was about to go on episode 8 or something. And I'm like, nope.
Uh-huh.
Like, I need to stop. I need sleep. So, yeah.
You're cut off.
So it's that addicting. Yep.
I know. But when you find a good series, because we've done that, we've watched a couple that were like, oh, my gosh, we can't stop. We can't get up. And like we have guilty pleasures. Like I watched Weeds. I was hooked to that.
What's it called?
Weeds with Mary Stuart Masterson. Or not? Not
Weeds.
Mary Stuart Masterson. Yeah, you know.
We
I'm
watched some
about.
Of that too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it was. I'm like, it was so unbelievable that I'm like, I can't stop. And Frank and I binge watched Prison Break was another one when that came out. That was
Prison Break.
Unreal. It was brothers. They were half brothers, and one had a real bad life of crime and was in prison, and the other one knew he was innocent and had been framed by, like, this government conspiracy group. And he's an engineer. He tattoos his entire body, and it's actually the blueprints of the prison because he helped build it. And they get his brother out. Like, he does something, so he goes to prison. Then they break out, and they, of course, have to end up having this whole entourage of people that break out with them because they get caught in different spots. And, like, I think it was 12 seasons or something. It's crazy. But it was incredibly addicting because there was all this, like, government controversy, you know, the government's trying to hide something, and, you know, it's all these brothers are the center of it, and it was just wild. We couldn't stop.
Wow.
And then Shameless. Shameless is the dirty, guilty
of
pleasure.
Of course. Yeah, we watch Shameless too.
Again, just so far-fetched that you're like, I can't stop.
Yeah.
I get into, and I like Sabrina when she was on.
Oh,
Netflix.
I watched Sabrina too. Oh my gosh. Yes. Absolutely.
It never came back again, right? That they did that last season and that was it.
Huh. I'm waiting for it.
That is a good one.
Yeah, it is. It's really good.
Well, I was getting ready for the show. I was shuffling my cards, and I had one pop out, so I thought it must be for all of us here tonight. And it's the Rebecca Campbell Work Your Light deck, and it is Dance with Life. Do something to change your energy. So I think, you know, a lot of us, you know, Jan, like you were saying, you thought you were behind in your predictions, and I know I think 2 weeks ago when I was on the show or 3 weeks ago, I had just heard something about how we weren't supposed to set our intentions or resolutions for the new year until after like January 21st or something because of because of the retrogrades. And so I think a lot of us felt maybe stagnant or stuck, right? Like we felt like we weren't doing anything. Because I know I kind of felt that way.
Yeah.
But I was like, what's going on? And so if we're stuck in this rut or maybe thinking we are, it's time for us to, you know, do something a little different, do something fun, get up and dance, you know, move some energy through your body in a different way to get you out of the funk because, you know, I think energy is moving forward now and it's a good time for us to get up and get going and remember that, yeah, we can do anything we set our mind to. We can, you know, put it out there and the universe will deliver. That's what it does best. So let's dance.
Thank you. I love that.
And I did bring my bowl. So let me do that for us. And then I know, Jan, you have poems to share, and I'm sure Mary has something for us as well. So, and let's take a nice big deep breath in. Okay. Let's take a nice big deep breath in through our nose together. And let it out nice and slow. And take another deep breath in through our nose. And let it out. And then as you take the next one in, focus in on the sound.
Wow.
I was spiraling like beautifully. Like I closed my eyes and even my ear now, I feel like my left ear, normally I hear through my right ear. My left ear feels like an opening up to whatever that bowl was. Oh my gosh, that was amazing. Thank you.
I jumped out of my chair. I scared myself. I was like, whoa.
And I was seeing turquoise blue color just immediately, just this blue turquoise. It's so beautiful.
I just saw a lot of clearing, like, woo, gone.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I felt like, Peg, I felt like, boo, like I felt the middle of my chest, like, explode open. I was like, whoa. And my ears popped. Like,
it was powerful.
Okay. We're all here now.
And awake.
All right. Well, that's what I have, ladies. I'll pass it over to you, Jan.
Okay. Just fantastic, Liz. Wow. Beautiful. Well, okay. So I just have some poems, and I'll just go right ahead here. And this one's called As I Hold My Palm in Love. An open palm holds one with freedom. A closed tight palm as a fist may create pain. A palm of boundary is strong but gentle to keep one staying safe and sane. Both hands are free, but one allows for life to be held on her open palm, not clenched tight. The other hand is a boundary, keeper and protector. We will remain in the light. I keep my heart near the rainbow above in cool waters as I hold my palm in love. And this one says, I look upon a star looking into the sky so far. I see a sparkle that's new. My heart flutters as I know it is you. It touches deep in my heart. It seems like forever. I'm wishing you Valentine's Day love. I remember when you left, the angel sent a white dove. And that was for my mom and dad and Bruce, my brother. And this one's called A Poem of Heaven and Earth. Communicating by thoughts in ways we have never known, a world so close to us but not to call by phone. It is going to be more wonderful than we could ever imagine, a place where angels reside, this place called heaven. They can see us and we can see them in dreams. Some of us see them anytime in other visual streams. Our loved ones, family and friends. This life, it continues and never ends. But we will live here now and celebrate the life to its grandest. A place where earth angels live. Beautiful people, some of the dandiest. Communicating by talk, we are blessed at birth in our amazing physical life in this place called Earth. And this is a fairy poem. She hears chimes, pings, bells, and bells of those present and those past. She travels through the astral air on animals, on butterflies and dragonfly wings that are heaven sent. She looks through the eyes of pure awareness and delicacy. They are gifts from her soul. It's what the spirit brings. She is a cosmic agent. Some messages she hears come slowly. Some she hears comes fast to her multidimensional ears. Her vision is filled with truths, both sassy and divine. Her giggles pierce through her as she flitters in rainbow colors and sparkles that shine. She shares inspired poetry that flows through her thoughts, through her heart, wisdom and lyric, as she hears songs and delivers them. It is all part of her magic, and the life of a fairy is a tale unto their own. They share their magical dust to all who dare, to all who need them, to any who give them credence. Look around. They are closer than you may know. Be blessed and beware. They may be on your pillow. And this one goes, forgiveness holds space for all of your sad, to turn it later into your glad. And this is light and dark living art. I am wild. I am free. I am light. I am dark. Together we are energy. We are two sides of the same part. We shine synergistically. Together we are living art. And this is called Favorite Valentine. Love is not a bust, especially if we trust. Don't ruin it with some jealousy. Don't be so fussy. Love your love with an open heart. This will keep you from splitting apart. Don't freak out when they talk. Hold on one second. Okay. Love your love with an open heart. This will keep you from splitting apart. Don't freak out when they talk to someone more attractive. This gives them freedom. Then they are happy to be with you, even more active. Don't be a complainer when things go wrong. Be a lover. That's a much better song. Always share an encouraging word to your love that they are so fine. This is your best bet to be their favorite Valentine. And this was a Valentine's poem to our loved ones in heaven. We wish all of our dear family and friends in heaven our love and special wishes, sending them our hearts with some tears, joy, and many kisses. Our hearts touch each other through the dimensions. A happy thought of them can take away our sadness and tensions. We are just a prayer away. Love travels at light speed to the place where Valentine's is celebrated every day. As they send us scents, songs, animals, fairy dust, pennies, feathers, rubber bands, and so much more, love from them is always sent back our way with hearts galore. And this one's called Breathe Colors. Breathe in pink, don't let your heart sink. Look up at the blue, God is smiling at you. Look afar, see the silver star. Look within, where our breath will begin. Look above and see the dove. Breathe in gold, let love have a hold. I breathe in God's increase. I breathe out serenity and peace. Dance with me. Dance with me, let's ravage the space with joyous elation. Dance is a sweet sensation. Dance with me, honey, let's let our bodies move to that creative liberation. It doesn't matter where it is. Dance is a sweet sensation. And this is called We Love Love. We love love. Love is divine. Love is surreal. It defines our life. It completes our humanness. It belongs to you and I. It is our true nature as two hearts fly. And this one goes, she was red. She disappeared into the vortex of another kind. It was an abyss of many songs, not just one. There were no rights or no wrongs. She was fragile yet fierce, but many didn't understand this. She was waiting for him, her pain, her bliss. She was red. Enough said. She always dared to swoon, loving and living by the moon. And this is, I'm almost done. If butterflies were kisses, they would be heaven sent with wings of silk dust and gentle flutters of sweet mist. We would know that we had been kissed. And this last one called Galactic Gurus. Two light beams cross each other. They make beautiful rainbows, forming a cosmic bath. They shine their beautiful rays, dancing through the spheres. They shower the space with hundreds of sparkling stars for an eternity of years. These beams illuminate the most fantastic light design. Throughout the universe, the skies and planets shine. They are a gift from the heavens, here to remind us of the news that God is watching over us with his galactic gurus. And that's that. There we go. Okay.
Sorry, I was on mute. That was beautiful.
Oh, okay. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm so glad. Yeah,
I love
Aerial
poems.
Thank you, Mary. I appreciate it.
We all
thank you, all
you Jan.
Your...
The fairy one was adorable.
Yes.
Oh, good. Thanks. I'm
and the one
you like it.
On loved ones, your mom and dad and brother. That was beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Yeah. Well, I'm grateful to be able to share them too. So thank you very much.
Oh, I've been getting
it. It wouldn't be a show if you didn't.
No.
Exactly.
Thank you.
So this is Peg, and I thought I would share today's message for my book for February 15th. What are angels?
All right.
Are? They are the many different messages you receive each day from your loving angels. They may be the mental nudge that keeps you from making the wrong turn or tells you to stop your car at the right time. They may be the inner voice helping you to make a sense of a particular situation. Angel whispers come in different ways. Some can be loud and some can be soft. I've heard both. The message may be short, even just a word, or it may be long. The message can be something you hear in a song or something that a little child may be saying. It may be a snippet of conversation that has meaning for you that you hear as people pass by. Sometimes it's a feeling, a sensation in your stomach, the smell of a cigar or perfume that reminds you of someone maybe in the past. Angel whispers stay with you and are not easily forgotten. They are never negative and they are full of love. So watch out for the angel whispers that you hear, see, or feel. Asking your angels for guidance is a good way to start hearing them because they believe in free will, which is not in the book, but I just put that in. Mm-hmm. And then the journal exercise is, what are some of the ways you have received an angel whisper lately? Think about it and journal about it. So that can just maybe even understanding kind of the different ways the angels can give us some sort of message, you know, through synchronicity and just, you know, all the different ways that can happen. I also have a poem that's called The Power of Positive Intention. Or it's a prayer of positive intention that I had written way back in 2006. Having positive intent in all that you do will keep you from feeling always so blue. Helping your fellow man in some special way will help them to carry on throughout their day. Going the extra mile and helping with a smile will help you to share and show you care. If life gets tough and it's hard to cope, know the angels are with you and we will guide you on your slippery slope. When asking your angels for guidance, telling them your joys and woes, know we are listening and offering you a rose. The rose signifies love and the strength that you possess.
listen closely to our whispers, and know you are very blessed.
Oh, that is gorgeous, Peg. Just beautiful. You know, it's 444 right now.
Wow.
444. Yes. 444
right now.
In Las Vegas.
In Las
yeah.
Vegas, yes. But I've seen 444 today like three times.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
Really?
That is so beautiful. Peg, that was so beautiful. And I
Thank
love
you.
Roses. And you know roses mean, you know, for me, significant because of my mom and also Mother Mary. So it's,
oh, wow.
Yeah. So
yeah,
perfectly chosen today, that poem.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Really?
It just went right to my heart, Peg. It just went
yeah.
right to my heart. And also what you said in your, also your book, I love what you read on that too. Just beautiful.
Oh, thank
yeah.
you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Say the last few days has kind of been a theme about tuning into the angels for their messages, but also to make sure you're asking them too. We always forget
yeah.
to ask. You know, we think everything's so hard, but we forget to ask for them
yeah.
to come in and help us to be of assistance.
Yeah, because they believe in free will, so they're not going
mm-hmm.
to, you know, impose on you until you ask them to.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, they want us to do the work, too, to do the footwork, you know, and,
yeah,
and
yeah,
you know,
mm-hmm.
the intention, I mean, we all know this, but if the intention is for our good or for the better good of someone else, then they really will help us, you know, on our way. So they're a little picky, I think, on some level. but if it's for the greater good, then they're all for it, you know, and they'll help us. And maybe
yeah.
not the way they're going to help us either.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
That sometimes is the hardest part to actually get to understand it.
Yeah,
it's not always
yeah.
how you want it to be.
Right, and the divine time part too. You know.
Yeah,
it all Patience. Goes in together.
That's right. You know, those were good reminders for me though when I was sick because, you know, I was not thinking that. I was so tired that I was like, oh, I'm sick. And I you know, one of the messages, like, gave me that conscious reminder. And I was like, hey, wait a minute. And so I started every time I laid down this, you know, say, angels, please come in, heal me. You know, I would call an archangel Raphael and say, you know, please come in and surround me in your emerald green light. Help me to get better. You know, all those things so that I was consciously doing it every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I believe that helped as well
mm-hmm.
in my
yeah.
recovery
yeah.
or not getting so sick.
I yeah.
Even though
I
felt
know
like
that's
it
helped me,
pain.
And it's also not like dwelling on the fact that you're coming down with a cold or you're sick. It's
right.
like, okay, I have this cold and I'm going to get better. You know, and
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that has worked for me in the past. So, you know, it's because I think, I don't know, when I grew up, you know, our mothers or my mother kind of just pacified us, you know, and just, oh, you poor thing and blah, blah, blah. And so you kind of play it up. You know? Yeah. Yeah.
That's how we were. And
but,
I work with people that are like, why don't you go to the doctor? And I'm like, because I'm like, for what? I'm like, I know I'm sick. I know what's going on. I'm like, I know I need to rest. I need to drink fluid. I need to take my vitamins. Like, I'm doing it. That's all they're going to tell me. And so I did relent.
That's right.
5 days. 5 days was a long time for me. And I said, okay, I'm going to go because this is just a long time. And they told me the exact same thing that I knew. And
yeah.
I said, okay,
yeah.
So they told me what I already told you. But I think part of that, too, you know, for all of us here, right, we're in tune with our bodies. We're aware. We're paying attention all the time because
right.
because that's what we too. That's part of energy work. It's part of healing. And so
yep.
we have an idea of what's going on with us. We know when we're not feeling well. We know when we don't feel our best self because we know what our best self feels like. So, you know, that's all part of it too. And I think other people, they're not in tune enough to be, you know, sure that that's what's wrong with them. So they go to have someone else tell them. But that person really isn't living in their body. They don't really know. I mean, they can make a guess, an assumption, really. Not that we're medical practitioners by any means. I'm not saying that. And there is definite use for medical practitioners. Don't misunderstand.
Oh, yeah.
That.
No, definitely.
But, but, you know, when you're not, you know, ridiculously ill, you are aware and say, okay, you know, I know I don't feel great, but I know I'm going to be okay and make your way through it. But
right.
like I said, right, after 5 days, I was like, well, this is too long. What's happening? I knew I better check with someone else. So,
right.
You know, we definitely do that. I always forget that I have to put out the disclaimer about not being a medical professional. That's for sure.
Well, I wanted to share my little message. I was in a meditation yes. today with the Stargate experience, which I think I share some things about them on Facebook with you guys and have shared experiences with you guys. They're like they work with the Galactic Federation, and you know, they bring our star family and or healings. I mean, Mother Mary, Jesus, and all of them come through. But today I'm doing the quantum evolution with them, and a lot of the messages that were coming through was so resonating with me, and I'm sure with many others. And one of them is, you know, the question of who I am, right? Who are we, right? We're like, there's always that question when we begin our journey, who are we? What are we here to do, right? And I mean, I could sell my numerology, which helps you figure out what you're here to do, right? But at the same time, we need to figure, you know, that helps us, but we need to figure it out at the same time, go within and, you know, taking the time to discover and being free and coming back to oneness is what we need to do, is come back to ourselves, oneness. We're not separate from one another. We're all one. And, you know, being in the allowing ourselves to be in the heart space and, you know, calling in that part of the life that we want to create, you know, because there's so many things that we want to create and not thinking that it's separate from what we want to manifest, because we're able to manifest. It's our fear in the way of us not being able to manifest. You know, so it's just like the I am affirmations, like, you know, I'm ready to welcome new friendships and significant relationships in my life. And, you know, and also I'm ready to step outside of my limited beliefs, right? A lot of people have that limitation, those belief systems that only see A to B. They can't see anything else but that, you know, and, I am saying, because she mentioned this and I loved it, Vivian, she says, I am ready, and just say, I give the signal to the universe that I am ready for the different facets of my life, you know, because there's so many different facets of our life and we just need to explore them all. So it's just amazing. I just wanted to share that because that experience was so magical today. You know, there was a an attunement to the Arcturians, which was amazing. And then, you know, they're doing this other activation in Maui, in Hawaii. So, you know, I just follow them. I've been with them for a year already with the Stargate experience. And it's just every time I do an experience with them, it's just I grow even more. And it's just they're teaching us we can manifest anything we want. you know, and so I just wanted to leave it out there. You know, it's within our mind, getting out of that space, freeing ourselves and being one with source, and we can manifest anything we want. And I pulled a card for the collective from this new deck that I bought, that it's I Am Everything. It's like affirmation card deck. And the card is, which is perfect for today, I am whole. And it says, I am perfectly created. I am wonderfully unique. I'm a wonderfully unique individual. Every lesson I have learned, every risk I have taken, and every achievement I have made contributed to who I am. Because of that, I am whole. So I just wanted, I'll post that on Secret Embers on our website, because it's such a beautiful card and such a beautiful reminder. We are whole. We're not separate. You know, we're all in this together. You know, let's work together, love each other, you know, and become one, because that's how God created us. So anyway, yeah. I'm getting, I know now we have callers, which is so amazing. I'm scared.
Yeah, I was going to say, Mary, yeah. When you were talking about me calling in and saying, you know, show me what I'm to see and all that, all those things from the activations. One of the things that Gabby Bernstein, who I followed for a long time, she would every morning when she got up, and part of her morning, you know, putting on her bubble of protection and getting ready for the day, she would say, angels, show me, show me, show me. And, mm-hmm. you know, it was show me, you know, show me who I need to meet today. Show me what I need to see today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all those things. And I've used that before, you know, to find mm-hmm. when I'm looking for something, when I'm looking for an answer, when I'm, you know, don't know which way to turn, I've used that. And it definitely works. So however you call it in,
yeah,
it definitely is helpful and works. So.
Yeah, I totally agree. I have to say a little bit about that. Liz, because I asked the angels to guide me a little more, and boy, have they been guiding me. Like the numbers, the synchronistic numbers that I've been getting is just like, wow, like 20 numbers a day. And some of them are repeated 3 times. So my daughter got the message that anytime I got the 3 times to pay extra attention to those, mm-hmm. that numerology, you know? So I'm like, I know, and it's just major life changes going on, you know, and that's the major, that's a major message, because I like to take all the numbers and one whole message for the whole day. That's what it is. You know, I'll take that there. So I just wanted to add that too, before, you know, we decided to start taking more callers. So,
yeah.
But thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. So, all right, ladies. Are we ready to take some callers?
Yes, we are.
Yes. Can you pick
them
up? All right. Area code 407, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes, it's Debbie. Can you hear me?
And Samantha? Yep.
No, Debbie.
Did you say? No, Debbie. I'm sorry. Hi, Debbie. Do you have a question for us?
No, that's okay. I actually don't. I'm just feeling like maybe I want some messages.
Okay. I'm all feeling right, like maybe the angels will have some.
Yeah, right?
So.
Debbie, this is Jan, and just
hi. How are you?
Without any, I'm okay. Thanks for calling in.
Okay.
I heard Aardvark, and that's just, I heard it so loud in my ears, so I'm just going there for you, the animal, Aardvark. So trust your instinctual senses to sniff out what's right for you and what's not. It's best to be slow and conscious when starting a new project or relationship until you feel that it's safe to move ahead. This isn't a time to be particularly social, but rather one to spend in quiet and solitude. Look below the surface of appearances and find out what's underneath. Evenings will be the most productive time for you, whatever creative project you may be working on. And it says that at the nighttime is when your energy is at its peak, and you enjoy delving into any subject that attracts your interest into the depth of it. And you're very cautious when you meet people at first, but then once you start to open up, you're very comfortable, and you don't you prefer to move. You like moving. Anyway, that's what the aardvark represents. I don't know if any of that is relating to you at all, but does any of that, do you relate to any of that?
I don't know about moving, but I'm constantly moving. I don't know how to stay still.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm always moving around and trying to find something to do. And when I don't have anything to do, even when I do have something to do, I'm always, okay, what am I going to do next?
Yeah, very active and stuff. That's neat that you have such an active mind and stuff, wanting to do new things or wanting to do stuff. That's really cool. So I'm just going to go ahead and pass you over to Liz or Peg.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, Peg.
Peg?
Did we lose Peg? Is she still on?
Yeah, I unmuted and it muted.
Okay.
yeah, sometimes I wish we had the old phone so we don't have to do that. But
it needs to work better.
Well, they don't have all those buttons. So the first card I got was freedom, and it's like literally fell out of the box. So I was going to look for another one, but I thought I would read this one too. So this card could reveal a time of new freedom, perhaps involving a recent breakup, some sort of energetic disconnection. This may be the dismantling of different relationships in our life, or even a job or career. Whatever the experience, the present energy is saying the moment has come to let go. Any type of separation can be difficult, even if the break is initiated by you. Does this resonate with you in any way?
It actually does. Very much.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to be sure because I wasn't sure. okay. All right,
yeah.
So the card is telling you to take heart, for this is the right time for you to free yourself from what's been holding you back. In fact, this card could be signaling emotions of liberation and great relief. You could be on the cusp of something very beneficial, such as the resolution of an ongoing problem or the healing of a long-term illness. Either way, you call on Spirit's guidance for a great shift in consciousness that is about to take place. Trust that you can have the ability to move on and create an exciting new reality. And the first thing that came to me is, you know, so there's been some sort of release for you as far as maybe accessing more freedom, but it's all, and you just want to keep moving because you have things that you want to, you know, maybe just see, try out, or just see what, you know, what it's all about. And I feel like Spirit is telling you to, you know, continue that, but also to, I lost my thought, to you know, to be in a space of observation too, you know, so when those down times come, you know, really, you know, start to think about, you know, well, what, you know, what is my next step? What can I do? What is my passion? You know, how can I go about accessing that passion for myself? And by trying and doing different things, which you're doing, you know, is really, you know, a good way for all that. But I feel like Spirit's also saying, you know, just take that time for you too. So I hope that helps.
Yes, it does. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. There was, let me see. There's another question, and it's ancestors, historical connections and purposes. And this is from the same deck. I got to get to it. So this card is telling you, it's, well, I'll explain the picture. It's kind of like, I mean, it could be people that maybe have passed, you know, or people that you've known, and they basically have a message. So let's see what they have to say or what the card has to say. So this card shows that you are entertaining a phase of deeper connection and greater activity with your ancestors. They include different types from your family and your culture to the clubs and organizations you belong to and even the callings you follow. Your ancestors are always with you, and this card marks the beginning of a special time with them. If you're focusing on your home life, your family ancestors will support you. If your attention is turned towards certain groups or societies, the ancestors with those affiliations will participate too. And if it's now time to work on a specific purpose, those who have proceeded in you in pursuing similar purposes will now bring you their guidance and help. They are the ancestors of your heart, and they care for you as much as the forebears within your family. Be sure to call on them and forge a personal connection, for they'll open a world of information that is timeless. So that may resonate with you on some level. And, you know, if it does, you know, especially if it's something that you know a past relative, you know, had like understanding of, you know, and just asking them for their insight and just kind of listening to see what you might receive, you know, okay. Even if it's just encouragement, you know. So I hope that helps in some way.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. Hi, Debbie. It's your best friend.
Hi, Mary. Yes. Sister.
Yes,
my soul
my
sister.
Sister. So I got a couple of cards too, but the major one is I wanted to give you, I'll read first. Well, no, CJ wants me to give this one to you. I got Talking to Heaven, and it says, I am here helping you. So he's always around you, helping you. And then the other card that came out was, although you may not understand it now, everything happens for a reason. And then he wants me to read from the book. And it says, there is a divine order behind everything that happens, including the time of my passing. I realized that you weren't ready to let me go, and in many ways, I wasn't ready either. Since my passing, I've received spiritual counseling to help me see the big picture of my life and death. I now understand that I had to leave the way I did. It was part of my soul contract and yours as well. I now see that everything in this universe is mathematically precise. There are no accidents. At some level, your soul knew that I would leave before you did. We've both been preparing for this transition since the beginning of our relationship. I am grateful for the beautiful moments we shared together, along with the lessons I learned from the difficult times. It's all divinely perfect. So that was the message. And of course, you know, every time CJ comes through, I just get so emotional. The other message that came through for you was from the postcard from Spirit. It says, "Dearest you, there are times when loss is a part of life. Sometimes a loss is welcome, like when you leave a situation not in alignment with your highest good. Sometimes a loss is sudden and painful, like when a loved one crosses over to our dimension. Regardless of the nature of the loss and your control over it, your experiences is asking to be acknowledged. Tears are necessary, as is grief. When you repress the natural expression of loss and try to move on too quickly, the unprocessed pain haunts you in destructive ways. We don't want that for you. Instead, let your heart break open wide. Feel the loss and integrate it. See the beauty that was, the lessons learned, and know that as you let go of what has passed, ever more of you remains. It gets better, we promise. Your heart expands with such compassion for the world than ever before. Love heals all. We are loving you and sending you so much love, always and forever." So that's the postcard from Spirit. And then it says in the back, there's it says, "You are magic." There's a butterfly. It's so beautiful. Are you okay? Debbie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. So those were the messages, and I'll also send them to you.
Thank you.
I love you. I'll switch you over to Liz.
Oh, goodness. That's a tough one to follow, Mary. Hi, Debbie. That was so beautiful.
Hi.
And like, I was getting a little teary-eyed.
Every time.
So, so I shuffled for you for the from the Work Your Light deck by Rebecca Campbell, and two cards popped out for you. The first one was Akasha, like the Akashic Records, and you know what that is, right? The Hall of Wisdom, where all the knowledge is stored. And what it's telling me is, you know, your dreams and visions that you're having, these are giving you glimpses of things that you need to know. So pay attention to those. Be more more conscientious and aware. You know, I'm sure Mary's told you this. Have a dream notebook by your bed so that when you wake up, you can write down anything that you had happen. Even if it doesn't make sense to you right now, it doesn't matter. Just write it down because it's important. It's stuff. It'll start to make sense. It'll start to come together like a little puzzle. And it says, "Your guidance is divinely guided." So this is your angels, your spirit team sending you messages. This is how they'll do it when we don't want to listen. They send them in our dreams. They send them in, you know, maybe our deja vu moments or, you know, other maybe daydreams that we have and such, depending on how you see. But these are, you know, they're glimpses into there. And you can choose on your own to do an Akashic record meditation.
They have pre-recorded ones, or you can reach out to someone. I often lead meditations to the Akashic Records, where someone guides you through it in a meditative state and helps to get you there, and then for you to be able to get the knowledge that you need or seeking. So I think that's something that you should look into doing, trying. It's really not scary on your own. but have your notebook ready. Be ready. You know, make sure you set aside some time for yourself so that you can, you know, not be interrupted and you can enjoy the whole experience. And then the second card I pulled out was in Rama, and it says, "Where you are being called to journey to? Where are you being called to journey to?" So you're being called. You're seeing things already. You're kind of. Things are grabbing your attention. They're saying, "Hey, look at me over here." And it's not something that's normally on your radar, but it keeps popping up and grabbing your attention. So pay attention, because that's meant for you. It's something that you are supposed to look into. I just want to share a little bit from the book here. It says, "The Celtic word Imrama means to journey of the soul, a voyage on which we don't know where we are going, but our soul knows the way. If you pulled this card, you are either being called on a soul journey or are already on one. It could be to a physical, ancient place or a metaphoric. When we journey to places that our soul remembers, a shift takes place both within us and to the planet as well. You are being called to journey to a place that is sacred to your soul. Perhaps it is to journey to the world's sacred sites, or called to cross the country, climb a mountain, lie on the desert floor, or drink from an ancient well. These are places to see and old friends to meet. I see spontaneous pilgrimages in your future. If a physical voyage isn't possible, journey through the portal of your heart. Follow the invisible soul trail and be willing to explore. Maybe read a book or watch a movie about a sacred time or place. Or perhaps you are being called to study an ancient lineage or body of work. Whatever your circumstances, your soul is ready to journey deep." So I feel this is a big time for turning in, for looking at the things, doing the dirty healing work, the dark, sometimes icky, not so fun yuck that we need to get rid of. And it for the amount of time you spend being uncomfortable and being, not loving it, being a little unhappy, it's worth it, because you will let go of so much baggage that you're carrying around that has nothing to do with you, that's been heavy, that has been holding you down and weighing you back for as long as you've carried it now. And that's, sometimes it's our own ugly truth. Sometimes it's, hurts from other people that we've buried and didn't want to acknowledge. Sometimes it's trauma that we don't want to go back and face. But doing so and spending that little bit of time being uncomfortable and being vulnerable with ourselves is so worth it, because it allows us to be free. Because these things, they were part of our soul contract, but they're also we have to realize that either A, we didn't know any better, or it wasn't our fault. Or maybe if we're holding something against another person, they didn't know any better at the time, and it wasn't necessarily their fault. But it's how things went. And that was meant to be. That was part of our journey. So we need to take, whatever we got from that experience and take it into our future so that we do better next time, right? That's the whole intention. I hope that those messages help you. I also pulled a card for you from my beautiful friend Jen Kupcho's deck, and it's "The World Needs Me." And this card is, "The World Needs My Uniqueness." Do you have something that the world needs from you, Debbie? Something different that no one else has, that we're waiting to see, that's waiting to be shared? And it's telling you to get out there and shine. Let everybody see what you have to offer. Nice. I hope that those messages help you. And that one from from Mary, from your son, was absolutely beautiful.
Yes,
I hope you can see it.
Go back
and listen to the show.
Beautiful messages.
Mm-hmm.
So. Definitely.
So we will let you listen to this show. Debbie, thank you for calling in. We appreciate you. And we would love
yes.
to hear from you again.
I appreciate you, ladies.
Love you, sis.
Have a great night.
Thank you. I love you too, Mama. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Good night, ladies.
Good night.
Good night, Debbie. Thank you.
Oh, what a great first caller, Mary.
Yeah.
And your reading, your message from CJ was just, you know,
yes.
I've heard you give messages from CJ to Debbie
mm-hmm.
and to her daughter, and,
mm-hmm.
and they're always beautiful. But tonight was, I was
yes.
starting to get a little teary-eyed. I was like, oh,
I
no.
I know. I had to hold it. I was crying. I was like at the point where I wasn't going to be able to read the message, and I guess he gave me strength because I knew him since he was a kid,
yeah.
like really young. My daughter and him grew up together, you know. He and I have known each other since the kids were like, oh my gosh, I think like 7 or maybe younger.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now my daughter's 34, you know. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's been a long friendship and, you know, sister, as she's like my sister. So,
yeah, well,
that's
so
nice.
Beautiful. I'm glad you could give that. I love when that happens.
Yeah.
Well, I see, I actually have one of my friends has called in this evening,
mm-hmm.
and I told her we would pick her up because she hasn't been on in a while either. So,
okay.
Are we ready for another caller later?
Yes, we are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Area code 607, you're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
It's Renee.
Hi, Renee.
Hello, Lizzie. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So do you have a question for us this evening, Renee, or do you just want a message from the ladies?
Oh, you know, I always have questions, but you know what? It's probably better to just let the angels and everyone else decide what they think I might need. Someone else out there probably knows more than what my earthly mind wants to get into. So I'll let them decide.
Okay. Hey, Renee, it's Jan.
Hello.
And hi. I am seeing a bird
oh, boy.
On a tree limb. right mm-hmm. away and
well it's interesting well that's I'm so I'm curious to know what kind of bird it is.
Well, that's what I'm trying to figure out. I cannot figure it out because the bird has let me just write this down real quickly. It
mm-hmm.
it has a white, it's white
okay.
white breast, but you know, usually when I see birds on tree limbs, that's usually bluebird. I mean, it's
well, right.
not usually. It's always a bluebird. Mostly, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'm not, it's not a bluebird. That's the only thing. That's why I'm trying to figure out, because it's not a bluebird. And it's on a tree limb, though. That's where I see the bluebirds.
Well,
you know, it's
interesting.
It's a white, has a white breast.
Yeah, Liz and I had this conversation on Monday. I don't know.
Oh, yeah? About a bird? About
well, yes.
Bird?
Yes. It wouldn't
and what color
happen
was it?
To be, well, it's a hawk.
Okay.
It's a white, red-tailed hawk, but it's got a, but it's all white breast. And it's a pretty big bird.
No way. No way! It had a
yeah,
white breast?
I see it everywhere.
Well,
every day, everywhere I go, everywhere I drive, it's on a pole. It flies in front of me, and there's
You're
not that
kidding.
Many hawks around everywhere. I just told Liz. It's been going on for quite some time.
No
so
way.
It's interesting that
oh
that's
God.
The first thing you see.
Well,
I talked to Liz
it's a white
about
breasted,
it.
Yeah, it's a white-breasted bird. And it,
possibly
and
a
it's
hawk.
Not, possibly, because I can't really, I can't tell what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Usually when I see a bird on a limb, it's all, it's, a lot of times it's a bluebird, but this is not a bluebird, definitely, and I'm not getting the bluebird vibe. I'm not hearing bluebird. I'm getting this white bird with a white breast. I mean, yeah, white breasted bird that I've never seen before. So I have to say that I think this is your hawk that you're seeing every day.
I don't know where it's coming from and who it is or what it is. I mean, I'm assuming things, but I'm not quite sure.
Yeah. But you're seeing it every day, and it's coming in. Yeah. It's coming to you now again. I know it is. So if I'm going to just look up the hawk, then that's what I'm looking. That's what I'm going to look up for you, because if that's what you were seeing, because I really feel like that's who this bird is. Let's see if I can find. That's so interesting. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. This bird is really, really coming through for you.
You don't get many hawks out there in Vegas, Jan. That's why you don't know.
Yeah, probably. But actually,
we didn't get them, but they're not like pigeons.
Yeah. Yeah, and this hawk right here has a white breast that I open up the book to. White breast here. Mm-hmm. So that's what it is. That is what this is. I know it is. So it says... have you looked up the hawk already? But anyway, I'll just go ahead and read this. You have, yeah, that's what I figured. But it says, you're caught up in too many details, so step back so you can get a greater perspective on the situation. Stay alert and focused on the task before you, eliminating as many distractions as possible. Spend some time observing and studying the situation, and when it's time for action, make it quick and decisive. Pay close attention to your surroundings, and you're about to receive an important message. Be aware of any personal or psychic attacks and be prepared to defend yourself. Stop trying to change others or the situation and work instead on accepting things as they are. You know, it doesn't mean you're going to get a psychic attack. That's just what that's what they're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting that. I'm not feeling an attack when I saw the bird at all. You're very, very good at interpreting signs and omens from this natural world, and whether they come as blessings or warnings, you easily flow with movements of life and don't typically get your feathers ruffled unless you need to defend yourself. You're very effective at taking care and protecting your home and family. You're a freedom-loving individual and difficult to tie down, but when you do, you are very faithful and dependable. You're very insightful and come to your sage counsel. People come to you for sage counsel and advice. So I think that's really neat.
I'm a therapist
too. Bird.
So that was really interesting, that last part.
Well, there it is. There it is. Yeah. And so that just describes you, and this bird is just like, I'm just so thrilled. I love animals so much, and when they're around you so much like that every day like that, and then it comes to me in an animal that I'm seeing, this is one of your really strong animals for you. I would say this is one of your main animals.
I wondered if it was a spirit guide, but I didn't, I don't know. Yeah, okay.
I would think, definitely, for sure, no question. I mean, when they come to you that many days in a row like that, and then I'm seeing it too, oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah. Well, it's weird because it'll happen for so many weeks on end. I'll see every day, and then I'll kind of take a break, and then it's back again.
Uh-huh.
And it's usually around a difficult time or where I have to make a big decision. It's always, there's always a reason for it. But like even today I'm driving to work and there, I'm like, where is the hawk? There it is on a light pole on
there
the highway. Like, there he is. I mean, every time.
Wow.
Weird.
Wow. I just love that. I love that so much because it's one of your animals. This is your one of your guides. And and they're trying to, I feel like there's protection. I'm getting a protection vibe for you and trying to give you, and yes, the hawk, it says right in there, to give you a message. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to give you a message. So you may be getting something that you need to hear or something,
yeah.
you know, something
mm-hmm.
going on. So you're getting warned or whatever. It doesn't have to be
mm-hmm.
bad. It's just something.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Oh, I love it. That's so neat.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm going to pass you on, and I'm glad to meet your hawk.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hello. And I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Renee.
Renee. Hi, Renee.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Peg, and the first card that came up was from the Sacred Creator's Oracle was You Are Magic. So I thought I'd share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause sometimes, you know, when we just want a message, like we do have something in mind and we don't really want to ask, you know, because for some reason we're not sure. And so I feel like this card is telling you that you're magic. And it says you are the stardust in human form, and you can bring your dreams to life. From your ability to envision your future to your daily, to your ability to bring it to fruition through intentional action, you can co-create the fabric of your reality by intermingling thought, will, desire, and joy. It's time to use your hands as a conduit for your energetic ideas and thought forms, and collaborate with the divine universe as you actively change the world around you. Create, make, write intentions, heal. Know that great strides and incredible progress are likely at this time, that you already have everything you need to make the dream come alive. If you're feeling blocked, you may be scattering your resources instead of focusing on a specific goal. Make sure you aren't overshadowing your positive thinking with any underlying fears or failure of, or any unintentional thought patterns that are scrambling your vibe. Focus your thoughts, and you are limitless. Do you feel the power running through your palms? How often are you bringing your most treasured desires to the front of your mind? And what actions are you taking to bring them to life? And then it also asks, are you leveraging your optimism, wisdom, and resourcefulness? Which of your talents is hiding underneath the surface, and why is it underutilized? So these are pretty specific questions,
mm-hmm.
to say the least.
mm-hmm.
But I think it might give you something to think about,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and maybe, I don't know, it's like the bird, the bluebird, you know, the color blue is all about speaking your truth and communication and protection. Because when I think of blue, I also think of Archangel Michael, too. And he's all about
mm-hmm.
helping us to speak our truth also. So I feel like the bird is reminding you to do that. I don't know why. I wasn't even thinking of that beforehand. But
mm-hmm.
That's
cool.
What I'm seeing. So I hope
Thank
that
you.
Helps. Some food
it
for
does.
Thought.
It definitely
okay.
does.
That's great. Thank
oh,
you.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
It's awesome, ladies. This is Mary Renee, and I pulled a card from the Postcards from Spirit for you and the I Am Everything affirmation card. So the Postcard from Spirit says, dear you, now is one of those times you're being asked to add some distance take a step back and do nothing but observe. Don't worry about how long it will take to regroup. Just know it's temporary and actually an opportunity to take a breath, slow down, and look at how far you've come. Decisions for the highest good are made when you have clarity, which comes from being open to information from both the intellect and intuition. When you step into the role of observer, it's as if you turn on a switch that allows your soul to be an essential part of the information gathering and decision-making process. In this way, you can approach things from a more neutral and non-judgmental place. Know you'll make the right choice. Trust us when we say now is not the time to get too close to the fray. Step back now. You will be glad you did. Love you. And in the back, it says, you are pure joy. Aw, that's beautiful. So what I get from this card, which I had to do that about a month ago, was the same thing. Take a step back, relax. You know, things were, I put it out to the universe, what it is that I wanted to manifest, and it slowly came to fruition. Just stepping back and seeing how far you've come, right? Sometimes we're just in the go, 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 that we don't realize how far we've come and how much we've grown. And I think a lot of it has to do is you know, being the role of, taking the role of observer. You know, which we need to do that sometimes, you know, and I did that, like I mentioned, you know, it's good to do once in a while because you'll see that there are other things that should, you should focus your time on instead of, you know, waiting for that other thing or just doing the next thing on the list, you know, so I love that message. And then the affirmation card that I got for you was I am safe, and it's the number four card, and it says, I trust my intuition to lead me down the right path. Looking back on my trials, I see that I am still here and thriving. I always end up better, stronger, and wiser. I have proven to myself that I will always make it. Time and time again, I am safe. And it reiterates the first card, you know, and this one fell out. I didn't choose it. It just fell out of the deck for you. So, you know, knowing that you are safe and, you know, everything happens for a reason. We need to be the observer for a little bit. That's okay. So I'll leave you with that, Renee. And last but not least, Liz is probably waiting to give you her.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful job, ladies. I've been hysterical because Renee and I have known each other since grade school, and our other friend from grade school was listening. She couldn't be on the air. She said, I'll call in, but I'm just going to listen. So Katrina was listening, and she was messaging me, and she just said, Renee and her damn birds.
Yeah, there's I feed. I have like 6 feeders, and I'm like, and my husband like takes pictures of them. And they're beautiful, and I have all kinds of birds, and I get all all kinds of feathers. I find like hawk and owl. I mean, things that you'd never. I mean, yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Me and my bird plus, and I do have clutches of bluebirds every year. I have bluebird houses, and
my God,
so.
You do.
I do.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a crazy
awesome.
Bird lady, Jan.
I am the crazy bird lady. I spend way too much money at Wild Birds Unlimited.
That's so awesome. That's beautiful.
So, and I have to say, Mary, you said that card fell out of the deck for Renee. I gave her a reading on Monday. I'm, you know, we're getting ready. We're video chatting, and I'm shuffling the cards, and the cards are popping. They're falling out of the deck as I'm trying to shuffle.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what the heck?
Yep.
I said, this is insane.
Yeah.
So I got 2 cards for you out of the Work Your Light deck by Rebecca Campbell, and they're very neat. They're both water cards, which makes me as I looked at them, I was like, oh, yeah, this makes sense. So they're about other dimensional lands, and I'm not sure if you probably have not heard of them before, but I'll fill you in later. But the first one is Mintaken, And it says, longing for home, belonging, the original light workers. So the Mintakans were a soul group who originated on the planet in the constellation Orion. And I loved this because you live so close to the planetarium, which I was like, oh, this lines right up. And for me right now, Orion is right outside my back door. When I open my door and look in the sky, Orion's right there, and I love it. I'm from the star in Orion, whose name I never can remember. So that's kind of cool. But it says, one of the things in this is to choose where you feel most at home and create it rather than waiting for the feeling of belonging to come. So you create your home where you want it to be, because you have been in a place of not feeling at home or where you belong or in a settled place. And when you know that that's a feeling that you want, you create it yourself. You know how to do that for yourself now, because you know how to do it in a way that makes you feel comfortable. So it's really saying that no matter where you are, when you decide to make it your home, you're able to. So it's about you choosing what you want to be comfortable for you. So I thought that was pretty powerful, following up our messages from the other day. And then the second card, I thought this was crazy because this is another dimension as well, Lemuria, which I also had a lifetime in Lemuria. creating heaven on earth, it's happening. So Lemuria was a beautiful place where everything was pure and luscious and beautiful, and everyone was happy and lived in harmony. And there was no, nothing was any better than anything else there. Everything had the same, value. And that, again, is about creating your happiness in the space where you are. So whatever you choose is your happy will be what makes you happy. So the part of this was keep doing what you are doing, and remember, the only way to heal the world around us is to first heal ourselves. So just do the things for you. Again, how you want your life to look, how you want to be happy, how you want your happiness to look is completely your decision and up to you. So you get to make that decision. And then I pulled a card out of my friend Zen Kupcho's The World Needs Me deck, and it says, the world needs my truth. And I know Peg touched on that in her message, and I thought, how synchronistic is that? And to just, you share your story, even the embarrassing and vulnerable parts, it's all who makes us, it makes us what we are. And there's nothing for us to be ashamed of. There's nothing for us to hold back from people or feel judged about. This is life, right? Everybody has a part that's not so pretty, and it's okay. And we just need to own it and say, that's who I am. That's what got me here. That's why I'm the way I am. That's what made me who I am. And we can't be ashamed of it. We just have to own it and really embrace it, because it is a beautiful part of our story, even if it wasn't the most beautiful part of our story. Because our entire story is beautiful. So,
thank you.
You're welcome. What a great deal this week.
I know.
I think they gave you more insight on your questions too, so that probably helped.
I know. It all works together. Yep. I'm just gonna sit and wait. I did all I can do. Now I gotta observe and just be honest when people ask me about it. So I'm good.
That's right. All right. Well, thank you for calling in again. We'll put you on to listen to our other callers and call us again.
Awesome. Well, thank you. I will. Thank you, ladies.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Love you.
Thank you.
Love you.
Thank you, Renee.
Bye.
Oh. Wow. That was
fun. Neat. Really cool.
That's awesome. First it was my best friend, soul sister, then it's your best friend, too. So that's beautiful.
Yeah. I was like, she's on, and I'm I've got a bumper ahead. Sorry, callers, but we'll pick up these. We have a couple other callers. We'll get to them right now if you're ready, ladies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Area code 925, you're live with Angela Answers. Can we have your first name, please?
Hi, it's Teresa. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Teresa. Do you have a question for us?
I do. If you would mind looking at my career situation, I'm looking to leave. I can't find anything that really, I want to find something that's going to make me happy instead of just being stuck doing something just to make ends meet. However, I just learned that my company, well, I know that they have been wanting to sell, but there's an interest. And I'm just wondering if, I don't know, maybe I would end up in Ebuy's.
Okay. Well, let's see what we've got.
So, I'm sorry, what was your name again?
Teresa.
Teresa. What did you say at the end there about the company?
So my company's My company's been wanting to sell. They have a company that's interested, that's supposed to be taking a look at them. So, I mean, I don't know if it's possible, maybe if they buy our company, and maybe the new company offers me to stay. I don't know.
I see. Yeah. And would you want to stay with them? What's that?
I'm just not finding anything when I'm looking, anything that really excites me.
Uh-huh. What kind of company is this? What are you doing there?
I'm a buyer.
You're a buyer?
Yes.
Because I'm getting the animal that I'm seeing is a tiger in the water. So I would, you know, tiger is a tactile. They do healing with their hands, and they're very, very psychic. So I'm just wondering how that fits in with you. It doesn't matter if, you know, the tiger is going to have a message for you no matter what, but I'm just curious. I wanted to know if you had done any kind of healing in your life, because the tiger is very much of a – I have a tiger. That's what my animal, my main animal is, tiger.
It's funny that you say that. Because I've always been told that I'm a healer. I draw people to me, and my guidance has been telling me it's time to leave this job, not only because it's extremely stressful and unhealthy, but that it's time for me to make a change.
Okay. I think that's good. I mean, I was feeling like, do you want to be there? That's what I'm getting is like, do you really want to be there? So, it may be a good time for you to make this change. And Tiger says, remain focused, be patient, and you'll soon receive a surprise that will help you achieve your goal more quickly than expected. You'll soon find a way of healing from a physical condition or an emotional disturbance very quickly, followed by a noticeable increase in vitality. Create a sacred space in your home that is completely yours, one where others may enter only with your permission, and take time to enjoy the solitude in this space. You'll soon be experiencing a surge of passion and power that will remain with you for some time. Get ready for a new adventure, one that may present some challenges but will introduce some dramatic changes in your life. And you're naturally clairvoyant with the gift of prophecy that becomes stronger and more evident as you age. You're a healer due to your strong tactile sensitivities. Your best vehicle for healing is performing some kind of body work. You're solitary and nocturnal, do your best work at night. You're adventurous, powerful, and passionate, enjoy life to the fullest. And you enjoy activity, like maybe sports even, particularly ones that are physically demanding. Well, that's just what they say about the tiger. But, I mean, mm-hmm. I feel like I can feel the healing energy in you just by hearing your voice on the phone. It's coming through really strong. And so that's why I'm wondering about that. I don't know. You might want to just, for fun, in the future or at some time, you know, somewhere along the line, maybe take a class on healing or anything to do with it, you know.
My sister's a healer. My sister is a massage therapist, and she's she's really powerful. My grandmother was a medium.
Yeah.
So I take on more of the mediumship than you know, my sister being more of a healer. Right. So for me, that's just how it feels.
Yeah, I totally feel that for you, too. I wasn't necessarily getting the tactile one. That's just part of what the tiger can be. But I was getting the other part, the clairvoyant, the stuff like mm-hmm. that, the mediumship for you. So you might want to, you know, just for fun, I mean, seriously, take a class on that or something, or just think, you know, just think about that. You might be getting a job somewhere else. As far as the company goes, I'm just not sure. I'd have to do a meditation on that, but I'm really getting a strong healing thing with you. I really am. So I don't know. I just encourage you to get into that somewhere along the line.
That's what I'd like to do after I find something that pays my bills.
Right.
That's
exactly.
Not as stressful. Then I can really focus on my goal and, you know, what I'm truly here for.
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. That's what I feel that. And as far as I'm going to let the ladies tell you more, but I think the company still would like to have you, but I think that I'm sort of getting that you're not really wanting to be there all that much. So I'm just going to turn it over to the ladies, and I'm so glad to talk to you, and good luck with everything.
Thank you.
And I have a tiger too, so I just feel really, I'm happy for you to see the tiger for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. And I'm sorry, what is your name?
Teresa.
Teresa, okay. I'm Peg, and right as Jan was reading about the lion, and she said, the unexpected
tiger
or expected.
Yeah.
The card that came up was light in the unexpected. And that, that's a show. Like, I'll be finding a card and someone else will be saying a word and it's on the card that I just saw. So I feel like that's almost what's happening for you. You know, you're at a crossroads now on some level. Mm-hmm. And as Jan said, sometimes we want to be a little bit safe, but we also want to expand, you know, and this might be the chance for you to do that. And I was also thinking taking a class would be good for, you know, some type of healing or just some type of basic, you know, spiritual understanding, like class on, and maybe you're beyond that, you know, like just a class about the clairs and how we, you know, can connect with spirit. And
I know how to do all of that.
Oh, you do? Okay. Oh,
yes,
yeah.
I do. Yes.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like taking that leap, you know, but also wanting to be sure that you are paying your bills. So I'll just read what this card says, and we'll see what comes of it. So something unexpected is emerging quickly. This type of sudden change can be exhilarating, yet it can also feel like things have gotten way out of control when part of our regular scheduled reality may begin to crumble. When the future will be unpredictable during an upheaval or change, know that the universe is holding you close and that this change will expose a handful of opportunities that you can't see just yet. What shimmers beneath the rubble, love, light, meaning, happiness, they are all hidden in your current situation. So allow them to flood into your life by actively searching for the meaning in the madness. You will see that this is exactly what you've been preparing for. It's during challenging times that your star stuff can truly shine. So take a deep breath and seek the light in the darkness. There's so much of it there to work with. So it's almost like, you know, picking a passion in your skill set and deciding, you know, what you might want to expand on, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's getting into a group like a mediumship share, you know, or maybe a healing circle or something and, you know, kind of practicing your skills in different ways too.
Okay.
So I feel like it's, you know, kind of just doing that footwork and just seeing what comes up for you. You know, not having a specific, but, you know, using all that you know. And just seeing what your passion is, or what your
what resonates with me.
Yeah, what truly resonates, and it might all resonate with you, you know. And it's just a way of finding exactly what that is, and you know, just experimenting, you know, maybe taking a class in something different that you might have had an interest in, you know. Also, mm-hmm. expanding on your creativity, too. And that can sometimes tell us something, too, you know. So it's one day at a time, I guess, you know. But
right.
I feel like there's a lot of opportunity for you. And once you, you know, take that leap, I think things will come together for you. And you may have to work a part-time job doing something, you know, or whatever, you know, or two part-time jobs, you know, until it becomes a reality for you. So I hope that helps.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Hi, Teresa. It's Mary. Wow, all those messages are so beautiful. And I'll leave it in line with, I pulled a postcard from Spirit for you and a I Am Everything card for you. And it says, dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in the world was first created by love. Spirit sends love to animate life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based in reverence and a fierce, joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it. And we want it to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love, and what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. We just adore you over here. And it says, you are loved. And then there's this little angel with, oh my gosh, what's that? The bow and arrow and a rose.
Cupid?
Yes, Cupid's arrow. Oh my gosh. I don't know. Woo, I like that. So what I'm getting for you, Teresa, is, you know, I'll give you this card, and then I don't think we're going to get cut off, thankfully, because we ran over the show time. This card is number 27, which to me, obviously, is a 9. A 9 means endings bring new beginnings. So there's going to be an ending in your life, and it could be this job for you to look into this new life purpose, because I feel like you're here to do much bigger things. As the ladies have said, I feel like a healer, and I'll tell you a little bit what I've done was I've explored a couple of different modalities in spirituality. So I've done, evidential mediumship. I've done trans-channeling, figuration. I mean, I've done a couple of different classes and just mediumship altogether. And then, you know, I'm also a Reiki master. But all in all, I mean, I feel like asking your guides to show you what it is you're here to do, you know, and I feel it's really important, and they will. Because literally when I went to Lilydale this past summer, I was shown exactly what I had to do in my life, what I was here to do. It's not only mediumship, it's more about healing and different healing modalities. There's not just one, right? There's so many, like trance healing. I've done that too. I do that too. So it's amazing. You know, when you get into healing, there's so many aspects of healing to help people. So I feel that would be amazing for you. And then the card says, I am attraction. It says, like a magnet, what I put out into the world, I get back. If I lead with negativity, I receive negativity. If I lead with positivity, I receive positivity. Therefore, I choose to lead with positivity. I am attraction. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, like our words have energy. So whatever it is that you want to manifest, just say it as if it's already here. You know, I have the best job in the world, or I'm working for, if you want to work for yourself, you know, and help people. I am a healer. You know, I'm helping so many people. And then if you want to stay in, you know, like a regular job, make a list of what type of job you would like, whether it's part-time, so you can do your spirituality on you know, 50% of your time, the hours, everything. You could manifest anything, you know, just write that list down, you know, and then leave it. Let it go and let God. You know, that's how I've been doing. So just making that list would really help. And I hope that's helped you, Teresa, and I'll send you over to Liz. You're so welcome.
Hi, Teresa. This
beautiful.
Is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Thank you.
I got immediately when you were talking about your career, it was speak out what you want. You know, write down exactly what it is you're looking for. You know, make that statement or declaration, however you want. You don't necessarily have to put down a specific job per se. Like, you know, you don't have to say, I want to be a teacher and this is what I want to do. You can say, I'm looking for a job where I'm comfortable and I have flexibility and time. Whatever it is you're looking for, put it down on paper. Put it out there into the universe, into the world, because the more we write it, we speak it, we envision it, the quicker the universe knows that we're serious about it and that we want it.
Yeah.
And then it's funny, this Work Your Light Oracle, my intention all night was to only pull one card for every person out of there, and every person got two, and you're no different. But the first card, and I'm I'm certain this is about the job. It's no. Wait, postpone, pause, say no. So I feel that is about, I agree with Jan, where you will be, the opportunity will be there for you to stay, but do you really want to?
Right.
I,
yeah.
That's very much what I'm getting from this card. It's not what you want. You're getting this nudge. You're getting this opportunity from the universe so you can make the change. It's saying, hey, it's time. You've been thinking about it long enough. You've been letting it sit in the back of your mind. Just time to take the leap. Because, ironically, the next card I pulled out was yes. Just say yes.
Wow.
So, and to me, that was all these new opportunities that are coming your way that maybe you're hesitant or you might be hesitant about or think, oh, I don't know. Is that what I'm supposed to do right now? Just say yes. Just do it. If it's coming your way, if it's walking in your path, it's happening for a reason. Don't question it. Just do it.
Okay.
Because I agree, the healing energy is very apparent with you. It's very present. You're aware of it. You've already done a lot of this work. So I think really deep down you know that you're ready. You know that you've got potential to be out there. And surprise, surprise, you can make money and pay your bills with this work, just so you know. I know that you do know
Great.
That, but I know it doesn't
yeah.
sound realistic. Because, hey, I've been there. I left a job and told my family, yeah, I left so I could do this. And they were like, you are crazy. No one believed me. And this isn't all I do, but it's a big part of what I do. And the other job that I have that helps to pay my bills is a job that I really enjoy, and it allows me the freedom and flexibility to do this job and also make money at it. So sometimes, you know, like, if, I don't know if you're listening at the beginning of the show, but we said you don't always get to decide how the universe gets
right.
to you. But it does always deliver. So, you know, keep the options open. Take, you know, explore the opportunities. You know, go ahead and get the education that comes down the pike. It's not going to hurt you in any way at all. You know, it's not going to
well,
hurt
you. Well, I think
you
what you said really resonated with me. What I need to add to my list, because I have created a list, is I need to create a job that offers me more time and the flexibility to do what I want to do, like this type of work.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome. Absolutely. And then the last card I got was from my friend Jen's deck, The World Needs Me, and it says, the world needs my softness. And there's a little bunny rabbit on here. but that, I believe, is very much to do with your healing energy. The world does need more healing energy right now. It's very apparent. We all are very aware of that. We're in a sad state. So every little bit that everybody puts out and helps is something. Even if you're not, a certified ready-to-heal healer at the moment, you healing yourself, you doing the work that we do to heal our own self is still healing
right.
other people. So keep doing it and keep walking your walk. You're on the path to doing all these things. It's going to be coming. I feel like it's actually going to start coming right in line one after another. Everything's going to, the doors are just going to open up. You'll see. It'll be very, very, very smooth sailing. So don't be afraid. Don't get scared. Everything's working out for you.
Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that.
You're welcome. And it's coming together. Don't be nervous.
It's easy to become nervous because we're so used to these type of 9-to-5 jobs. And I have nobody to fall back on, so that's where I get nervous.
I know. I hear you, sister. Been there. I often tell the story that I quit my job and I was in a position where they really needed me. But I knew it wasn't about money. It wasn't my usefulness at that place was done. It was time for me to go on. I would never be happy. I would never not be overused. So I did agree to help them because I cared about the place that I worked for, you know, until they could get things kind of underway, which wasn't really working out. for them, it wasn't working out. But it was getting to a point where I really needed to have another job, and it wasn't coming to fruition either. And I was just about to sit down on the couch and cry and think I was going to have to call these people back and tell them I needed a job. And my phone rang, and it was a friend saying, hey, do you need a job still? And had something that was perfect for me. And I said, you're not going to believe this. Like, it was literally that I was standing in front of the couch ready to sit down, and as I was going to sit, my phone rang. And I'm like, hey, what's going on? He's like, you still need a job? I got something. And I was like, you are never going to believe this. And so, I mean, that's how it can be, you know. It can be like, oh, my God, this is it. I'm not going to make it. It's never going to work out. I have to go back to the old way. And there it is. It's the surrender. So it's just trusting that the universe is going to give you what you've got coming in. And it's not easy. It's not easy to do because we're used to having control. We're used to knowing our next move and where we're going.
Right.
So to let loose and just say, okay, I know you got my back, and not where you're having any stress is, I know, a very big falsehood. I don't pretend to think that, no, you're not going to feel that way, because I know I still get that way at times. And when I realize I'm doing it, I say, wait a minute. I take a deep breath and I say, I know I'm going to be okay. Everything always works out for me. It does. It really always does, even if it's the last second. And we're okay. So, but I won't tell you it's, oh, I feel that way all the time. It's so easy. No, I freak out.
Well, you all have been the fire in my belly that I've needed. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I truly appreciate it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Oh, you're
welcome.
So welcome. Thank you for calling in. And give us a call back. Let us know what happens for you.
I will. Thanks again. Have a good evening.
You're welcome.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Wow. How amazing when you give someone messages like that.
Yeah.
I know.
I mean, we've all been through that, right? So it's just... You know, leaving our 3D job, that's what I call it, and, you know, getting into, you know, service, basically, you know, and it's trusting. It's a lot of trusting that we have to do, you know, and that knowing that because we are helping others, we're going to be taken care of for sure. You know, our needs will be met, basically. You know, maybe it's not as lavishly as we lived before when we had a 3D job, but, you know, it's well taken care of, thankfully. Thank Jesus.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been great.
Yeah, really. I mean, I still have a 3D job, but not nearly as stressful as I had. For sure. So, all right. Well, we have one more caller, ladies. And they've been on for most of our show here. So, should we think we got one more? Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it's meant to be.
All right. Area code 770. You're live with Angel Answers. Can we have your first name?
Hi, my name is Maddie. Hi.
Hi, Maddie. We're going to give you a quick read here.
Hey, Maddie.
You've been on reading.
Okay, I
love
it.
Do you have
a
question for us, or are you just looking for information?
Just looking for information because I have a zillions of questions, so I won't go there.
Okay. Let's see what the angels have to tell you. How's that?
Okay, that's it. That what the angels, what they see, I need to know. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So, hi, Maddie. It's Jan. And,
hi, Jan. How are you?
I know I've. Oh, I'm okay. Yeah.
Good.
just seeing all these different animals here, and I'm trying to see which one is coming in mostly. I'm seeing a little kitty cat. I'm seeing all these, they're kind of small animals. I'm just, I don't know which one to, I don't know. You know, the, I'm going to go with the cat because that's what I'm seeing mostly. So have I ever given you a cat before?
No, you have not, no.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with that then for right now. And so it's a period where self-sufficiency and trust in your own capabilities is necessary. Honor your sensuality by dancing, doing easy movements, and listen closely to your intuitive guidance. It's most likely from your ancestors. They're trying to communicate with you. This is a period of magic and mystery for you. So stay close attention to the signs that you're getting. Whatever you've released in relationships or material goods, it will soon be replaced with something entirely more suitable for you. So that's really positive. And then you're independent, and your most creative work is done at night. You're graceful, naturally exuding a mysterious sensuality, and in some of your introspection is really good for your internal guidance, and you're able to give others advice. So that's really neat.
That's neat.
So yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I'm just going to leave that with you and let the ladies continue on and enjoy your cat.
Thank you. I will. Now, am I able to go back and listen? Or are you guys off the radio now?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I don't
because
think.
Some reason,
yeah.
Some reason the volume went away. I didn't hear you.
You don't hear me?
No. I
Can
hear
you
over
hear me
the
now?
Phone, but no. I hear you over the phone, but I don't hear you on Blog Talk.
Oh, really?
That's why. Did they go away?
Yeah, they probably went off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
They probably went off.
Yeah.
Oh,
I was trying to write it real fast.
Hear it and
listen to it. But I was trying to write some of it real fast. All right. Thank you. But it sounds wonderful. A beautiful message.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dance. Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's amazing that a friend asked me yesterday, what are you going to do? And dance came to mind. I'm going to go dancing. I want to go dancing. Yes.
All right.
Most definitely,
good.
Yes. Yeah.
Good going.
Yeah. Pani.
Okay, then.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hi,
well, I'm going to. There's Peg.
Yep, I'm here. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
I used the Keepers of the Light Oracle cards, and the card that came up was Archangel Michael, trusting heaven. You are safe. Angels stand close. Surrender your concerns and allow a miracle to occur. Let's see. So he's saying that your angel team is with you now. And you're not in this alone. You may be feeling sensitive or overwhelmed, but your angels are inviting you to take a step back so that they can come in and share their light of miracles. You may feel that your prayers aren't heard, but that doubt blocks solutions from entering your life. Know that Archangel Michael and his legion of angels are here to help clear anything that's not serving you so that you can allow in the miracles of change that you deserve. So he's a really good angel to help you with that. And he's all about speaking your truth and all that, and protection and safety. And he's the highest angel, archangel. So, because his name means like God. So, he's a really good one to maybe do some meditation with, and just, you know, maybe sharing your concerns. And if you have an intention about something specific, he's a good one to ask for guidance. So I hope that helps.
It does. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Hi, it's Mary Maddie.
Hi, Mary.
I picked a postcard from a spirit for you, and I know you listened to this message before because it came out for someone else. It says, "Dearest you, we here on the other side have one important thing to declare. Love is the answer to literally everything. We don't necessarily mean romantic or erotic love, although they are wonderful, but something above and beyond that. Everything alive in the world was first created by love. Spirit sends you love to animate your life and birth it into existence. Love is without conditions, and it is based on reverence and a fierce and joyful respect for life. Love thrives when you focus on it, and we want you to turn away from anything that causes it to wane. Love is when you no longer see yourself as other, separate from, better or less than, etc. When you act as love, you give permission to the world to thrive and grow as it will. Can you let go of what is not love and ask, what would love do? Love is waiting for you always and forever. We just adore you over here." And then again, there's Cupid's arrow in the back with a rose, and it says, "You are loved." So in spirit, they love you so much. So just letting you know that. And then I picked a affirmation card for you, and it says, "I am capable," and it says, "Obstacles are only as large as I believe them to be. I can achieve anything I desire with comfort and ease. I have all the necessary tools to reach my goals. When I lead with positivity and love, helpful people show up to aid my endeavors. I am capable." So that is your affirmation. I am capable.
I am capable. Okay.
Yes. And I'll leave you with that, Maddie, and thank you for calling. And then Liz is last but not least.
Okay.
Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
I picked two cards. The first one from the Work Your Light deck, and it's Unbound, Releasing Soul Patterns, Contracts, and Past Lives. So this is about cutting karmic cords, cosmic cords, things like that. Sometimes we have a residual things from past lives that we've lived that hold on to now that we have still attached to us. Archangel Michael is a great one to call in for cord cutting. Have you ever done a cord cutting before?
No, I have not done a cord cutting. But since you said that, I did say to my daughter today that I would love for you to just move on, because your frequency is not matching my frequency, and your frequency is bringing your frequency is bringing my frequency down, and I don't want that, because. So I told her to basically, would you just please move out and just move on? Yes.
That's a good way to create boundaries, yep. And obviously because she's your daughter, you will have energetic cords attached to her. We do with all family members.
Right.
And
I mean, the energy around me all the time, you know.
Absolutely. So it's good to separate it from ourselves, because we don't need to take on their energy. Unfortunately, because we've spent so much time in life with them, we do inherently just because. So it's a good practice to do cord cutting regularly, but you can also, when I'm not feeling well, like when I was ill a couple weeks ago, I also, when I called in Archangel Raphael, I asked him to return all energy to me that belonged to me, and to release all energy from me that was not mine, and return it to who it did belong to. That's a simple cord cutting. You can do that in the evening before you go to bed, to kind of remove mm-hmm. everything from the day. Or you can do mm-hmm. it first thing in the morning when you wake up, whichever. But it's a good thing to do. Try it. A little bit deeper cord cutting, because you've never done it before, is a good idea. And you can look up a meditation on YouTube or on the meditation app. Just, put in cord cutting. And they'll guide you okay. to a gentle just severing of the energetic cord. It's not anything negative. It's not hurtful. Nobody else knows that it's happening.
Yes.
You know, it's not yes. anything scary. It's just what happens. Mm-hmm. Every other soul we come in contact with, we make an energetic connection. And that energetic connection is a cord. And, you know, the person we meet in the grocery store, it might be as small as a sewing thread. But someone like our child, right, it's more like a telephone cable wire on the pole,
yeah.
right? It's huge. I mean, because
yeah.
we have so much more energetic interaction with them. So it's not a normal. I mean, all of us here have had the same thing. We've had those cords with people in our lives, our spouses, mm-hmm. our parents, our siblings, whatever.
Yes.
It's not anything unnatural.
yes,
everybody
I know.
Does.
I know.
So, but sometimes it's draining when they don't want to take on their own responsibility for themselves.
It does. It does become draining, and it's best for that. Because I feel like, you know, I need to protect myself, you know.
Yep,
because
absolutely.
draining can make you ill.
Yes, yeah, it will.
Yeah. So
eventually,
so now,
it definitely will affect your energetic body as well. So,
exactly.
Yeah. Go ahead and find one of these for yourself the next few days and do that. You'll feel better. You'll feel more vibrant. You'll feel more energized because you'll have all of your energy.
Okay, I'm definitely going to repeat.
Just practice
that. I will, that cord cutting. And you say I can go, you say YouTube? And,
you know,
and
YouTube,
look up cord cutting?
Just put in cord cutting meditation. Yep.
Okay.
You'll find
all right,
fun.
I will.
Just pick one.
I will.
One that looks good to you.
Okay.
And then I picked a card for you from my friend's deck, and it says, "The world needs my peace." So, you know what? Part of cutting cords is keeping our energy safe, keeping us calm, keeping us in alignment with where we want to be, right? Not causing us to get angry or frustrated, just like you told your daughter. Mm-hmm. She was bringing your vibration down. When we're at peace, our vibration is up. Our vibration is high. And the world needs your peace. Because when we bring peace out, it makes other people feel peace.
Yes.
So
yes.
So
yes.
Keep doing what's best for you. You know that, you know, you obviously need, you know that you need to do it. You're aware of it because you created some boundaries today with your daughter. And that's the first
mm-hmm.
step, you know.
Yeah.
So go ahead and release these other cords. And, you know, continue to work on yourself. Continue, you know, there's going to be times where we entangle energy again. So, you know, like I said, regularly making sure you call back all of your energy and return everyone else's energy is important so that you, you don't feel drained again. So you don't get wiped out or any of those things. So
definitely.
Hope that helps you.
Oh,
we appreciate you.
All four of you were wonderful. Yes. Yes.
We'd love to have you call us back sometime, too.
I will. I definitely will.
Definitely.
Are you guys on every Wednesday night?
Yeah.
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yes, you are?
Every Wednesday.
Okay. So it's been a long while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you so much. It was enlightenment.
You're
definitely.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome, Maddie.
Bye.
Ladies, I signed up my program if one of you can put Maddie on hold.
So what?
If one of the ladies could put you on hold because I signed out of my program.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Yes. Thank you so much, Maddie,
for
calling in.
Have a good
night,
Maddie. Thank you.
Make sure you check back in. Okay. I have a good night.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Bye. What an amazing show. Thank you, Lee.
Sorry, I forgot about that.
No, it's okay.
I was like, uh-oh.
No, I'm on and so is Jan, so that's totally
yeah.
cool. We're both on.
I was like, I'm
yeah.
not the host. I can put my laptop up.
Beautiful show as usual, synchronistic. So thank you, ladies, for joining tonight. And God bless and good night, everybody.
Thank you.
And we didn't leave any callers on hold today. We picked up the last one.
All right.
Did them all.
Yeah.
Great
yes,
job.
It was a great show, too.
Yeah,
great messages. So,
yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it was beautiful.
Yeah, my friend
yeah.
loved
Thanks
it. Two of my friends were on, and they absolutely loved the show. So, yeah.
I'm so glad.
My girlfriends are chatting right. in the background, hysterical, laughing about the birds.
Oh, yeah. That was so neat.
All right.
I hope
well, I'll see you
again
next
too.
Week. I can't wait.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Good night.
You too.
Okay. Bye.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.